I certainly deem this a grand privilege to be in the house of the Lord. And for the pastor to have allowed me to stand before the Lord. And before you, I also really want to say thank you, Pastor, for the fellowship. Also, Sister Chesa, God bless you. I also want to thank Brother Moses for living the kind of life that has brought us to this occasion tonight. For sure, I've come to make sure I go back with the right kind of testimony. To be honest, I wasn't expecting to be preaching. But I thought it was unkind after the pastor has been away and having the fatigue. Just to let him down. So I also want to thank Sister Brenda. Where are you? Let me see. Oh, you're actually close. Okay. You are close to Brother Moses.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine. God bless you. I also want to thank my wife for accompanying me. And I also saw two brothers from Nyanga that have also come to witness the engagement. God bless you, brothers. Okay, let's just open our Bibles to Genesis. I'm also happy to have you, Pastor, from Kenya, is it?
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Let's just read before we take our seats. Let's start with Genesis 3.
Maybe
just to save time, let me just read through, and then the brother will read later. Because I'm actually taking Genesis 3, 21, sorry, 20, what am I saying? 17 to 18.
Genesis 3, 17.
Sorry, 17 to 19. And then I also want to read Romans 8, 19 to 23.
Roma 8, 19 to 23.
1 Corinthians 6, 18.
1 Corinthians 6, 18.
Okay, let's read. And Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou returned unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return.
Tichaverenga Genesis 3 ndima 17 kumunhu kuna Adamu akati zvawakateerera izvo romukadzi wako ukadya muti wandakakurayira ndichiti usaudya zvino nyika yatukwa nemhosva yako uchadya zvibereko zvayo nekutambudzika mazuva ose upenyu hwako ichakuberekera minzwa norukato iwo uchadya miriwo yomusango uchadya zvokudya zvako necheziya rechiso chako kusvikira uchidzokera kuvhu nokuti kuguruva ikoko ndiko kwakabva.
Romans 8
tena kuna varoma 8
19. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, regardless of the Holy Ghost baptism, regardless of the revelation of the message of the hour, we are groaning the same. Waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. Meaning to say, these bodies are not yet redeemed. The inner person is the one redeemed. The person in the image of God is the one that has been redeemed. But the second person, which is what I'm looking at right now, is still groaning, waiting for that change in the twinkling of an eye. Okay, 1 Corinthians 6, which is my last scripture. Sorry for keeping you standing that long. 1 Corinthians 6, 18 says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. May God bless the reading of his word as we take our seats. I just want to speak on something here tonight. Maybe for an hour, the Lord permitting. I want to speak on inheritance by a covenant. If you notice the whole Bible, God is a God of covenants. There is nothing that God has ever done to mankind without entering into a covenant.
Asina kuita sungano navo.
Way back in the beginning, when God created Adam, he entered into a covenant with him. It was a covenant of eternal life. And God said, as long as you don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will live forever. But it has been the habit of mankind to break God's covenant. It's never that we looked for him. If you say you were looking for him, maybe you didn't think well. Maybe you didn't read well. But God has always been hunting for a man. When Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, he did not look for a way or for an option to go back to God. He actually ran away. And he got himself self-religion. Fig leaf religion. And God came down looking for him. Because he had broken that covenant. But I want to show you something again. That when God created the first man, he was in his image. And that was spirit, we all know that. And then in Genesis 2, we find God taking dust to mold what we have as our bodies today. And then God took the thing that he had created and put it into that ground, which that ground was in the image of animals. And that's when God gave Adam a condition. When God created Adam in his image, he blessed him. And he said, multiply and replenish the earth. But when Adam was in the image of an animal, when Adam became the dust of the ground, there was need for God to protect him much more by giving him a commandment, showing you, my brother, the grace of God has no limit. The grace of God has no law. If ever there is a law for grace, it is the love of God. But beyond that, there is no law. And for you to be a real believer, you must have the love of God in your heart. And there is nothing other than God himself coming into you. Alright, but now I just want to read this so we can be guided of what I want to say here. Within that hour. Let me just read here from the message, The Cruelty of Sin. Paragraph 53, the prophet says, he made them. When he did, he began to move upon the idea that he had made men out of the dust of the earth. There was no man to till the soil. No one to do work. No physical being. So he made man out of the dust of the ground. Now, this is where I think a botanist or science and Christianity does not conflict one with another.
Because
science says the man came from different life. And we say, when you look at a man here, he is in the image of God. This is was not the image of God. In other words, the body is not the image of God to begin with. This was the image of animal life. And the evolutionist argues that I don't believe in the chain of evolution the way they do. All coming from the single cell. But I believe we evolute, certainly. The evolution may one man from another. But then when God made all of that, he put the man in, made him out of the dust of the earth. Now, not in his own image, he had already made the man. He had breathed into him the breath of life. And he became a living soul. So the soul of man is the nature of the spirit. Now when you are reborn, you don't get a new spirit. You get a new nature of that spirit. It's the same spirit, but a new nature of it. You take two men, stand them together. Both look alike, and one of them is a sinner, and one of them is a Christian. One man say, I got a spirit the same as you have. See? But one of them is a different. I'm quoting. His soul, his nature is different. He has been changed. I believe that's what we are today. All these years that we have been hearing the word of God, the pastor pounding the word of God, different ministers coming to pound the word of God, it has been changing that which God created in the beginning, the spirit of a man, converting it to reflect Christ. Therefore, a man is dual. He is a spirit and dust. And that's where I really want to hit. Now, some of us, or some of you think, when you got the Holy Ghost, you are just like an angel. You are cheating yourself. Remember what the scripture said. When you grow, remember there's something wrong that's going on. Sometimes you borrow money. You borrow money. And then you fail to repay. You grow. But remember that money which you borrowed, is not for the spirit. It's for the body. Can I drop something here? How many of you have eaten their lunch today? or whatever, lunch. Let me see
your hands.
Do you know what you have eaten? You have eaten dust. Are you with me? You have eaten refined dust. I think clap your hands for that one, because that's quite a point. How many of you came driving? You were driving dust. How many of you have got houses? You are staying in dust. The chair that you are sitting on, you are sitting on dust. The carpet here is dust. This is dust. Therefore, my brother, my sister, you can never be proud because of dust. Because dust is going to return one day. But there is something that is in you which is not dust. It has to go back to the maker. That's the real person. And the message of the hour is not dealing with the dust. It's dealing with the inner person which is inside. That's why you must never be proud that you are educated. Education is just within the dust parameters. I like that one, eh?
And
you really got it. That's why you must never, ever, ever, ever try to do nothing outside of just realizing that you are a lump of dust and you are saved by the grace of God and you are going to heaven by the grace of God. I don't care how much I preach. I am a lump of dust. I don't care how much I am baptized by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm still a lamb of dust. And if we keep ourselves that way, we will never point a finger against another dust. Remember, the devil is the accuser of the brethren. Hallelujah. We must never point a finger. Don't expect them sisters to be angels. They are not. No matter how much they get drunk by the Holy Ghost, they are still a lamb of dust. Oh, if only the bride can keep that message and know it's not about the way we do things. It's not about how we are gifted, brother. You know, I don't have a message myself. Because if I start coming with my message, you will walk out of the church one by one. I'm depending on this. And I've never seen a minister, a pastor, a preacher who says they've got a message. They are gifted so that they can take the message of the hour which has already been preached. Just like the pool of Bethsaida, the waters were provided. The angel was provided. All you needed to do was to wait for the waters to be moved. Then you jump into the waters that have been moved. Then whatever need, it was given unto them. It's another pool of Bethsaida. All things are possible. I don't care how many are backsliding. The message of the hour is the provided way to go to heaven someday. And before we can go there, we are already in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Good atmosphere in the church. Hallelujah. The devil is in trouble. I don't care what you have done. Even when you are when you were coming to service, I don't care what wrong you have done. It's because of the dust. The whole creation is groaning. They are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And you are a son of God. And the only way you can be manifested is for you to allow the message of the hour to work on you. Some of you sisters, you got some little gardens where you stay. And some of you brothers, you've got some farms, some plots somewhere. When you plant your seed, you don't go early of the morning and bring the drums and say, now let's play and dance here so that the seed can germinate. No, it doesn't work like that, brother. As long as the condition of the soil, it's the right season for that seed, it will germinate anyhow. I don't care where you stay. I don't care whether you've got a job or not. As long as you take this word of God, it will manifest. It will work in you. And one day, you will know for sure that you are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. And the rapture is for you. Amen. Amen. Sorry for being, you know, emotional a little bit, but these things, I feel like I'm already in heaven, man, you know. This is good, brother. But I want you to notice, when God came down to Adam, he did not curse Adam. He cursed the ground. When he cast the ground, and yet Adam was ground. Where is the tuberculosis coming from? When God cast the ground, everything that was in Adam, tuberculosis had an access. HIV had access. Because I don't believe there were deserts. I stand to be corrected. But I don't believe there were deserts. When Adam was without sin. Because God doesn't create deserts. But when God cast the ground, the Sahara, something happened, brother. I hope you know the Sahara Desert. Then Kalahari Desert, something happened. Just like when God cast the serpent, that guy was an upright guy. He was just like a human being. But when God pronounced the curse, every bone, every fiber, everything that was in it, it became a snake. To this day, hallelujah. I want you to notice, when God cursed the ground, he also cursed the body of Adam. Because it was part of the earth. But the thing that was inside, God did not curse it. Now, brother, sister,
Adam,
he was the owner of the earth. Remember, I said inheritance by a covenant. So when things were well, and Adam was doing well, God gave Adam his inheritance, which was the earth. This earth was Adam's inheritance. You know it very well. If you need clothes, they must come from the earth. If you want food, it must come from the earth. Whatever you need is coming from the earth. Why? That was Adam's inheritance. And sometimes I get annoyed when the scientific world, things now they are, you know, above board. And you know, because they have invented and they think that Adam and Eve were primitive. And I'm sorry, some of you also sometimes would think that they were primitive. But I thank God, that's the reason why I've come to church. Adam was not a primitive
son.
Let me start by this. The aeroplanes today, they've got roots. Do we agree? Is that correct? Roots. They don't just, you know, do we agree? How did they discover the roots? I want to prove to you that Adam was not a primitive guy. He was not confined to the Garden of Eden. Garden of Eden was the headquarters of the earth. But Adam would climb on the wind and go to North America and go to Australia. Imi munofunga kuti chikara chakazosara chichipfimba mudzimai.
Do you think that the serpent had enough time to go and beguile the woman?
Anga ari paduze here?
Do you think Adam was close?
Pabate. Anga ari paduze.
Just understand that.
Zvirozvo hazviitwe murume ari paduze.
Such things and mischief cannot happen when the husband is close.
Kana kamukunda kaende ku college.
You know when your daughter is now in college, when she now thinks she's far away from the parents, she thinks she's away from the parents. You know when she's far away, that's where you start hearing of mystery.
Adam had the roots. How did Elijah go? For sure, you must clap your hands, brother. That's a point.
I want to tell a point.
To destroy the devil.
Satan.
Because he is a liar. Are you with me, church?
Yeah.
So Adam,
you know, Adam
had a means of going by the wind. And he would just go just like that. And then he checks on the elephants. And checks on the bears and all these other animals and these flowers, you know, the botanic world. That man was a busy man. Mukaze aizoenda idai anga asiri busy. Saka brother, munaona kuti kuva busy kwenyu kwanyanya.
The woman was not going to be beguiled if the husband was close. Brother, make sure you don't get too busy.
Thank you.
Until you know.
That's good, my brother. Until you know. So he was not a primitive. No, sir. Why? When sin came, now you hear Brother Branham says Adam had the title deed. And we understand what the title deed
does.
He was entitled. The atmospheres were his. The ground were his. The seas were his. You can't buy a farm which you can't walk through. Because it's yours, you've got the right. So when sin came, it then disturbed the highest form of civilization which Adam had. Now, you know this quotation, Abraham
says,
Adam could say to the tree, I don't want you here. I want you to go on that other side. You mountain, be moved and go that other side. Because he had the title deed. He had the authority. He was the king. He was the God of the earth. But when sin came, that was taken away from him. So is it today. If you live in a life of sin, what happened? It will be difficult even to prosper. But let a person come out, repent. Watch what happens. Even the countenance changes.
You know, there are some faces, if you behold the countenance thereof.
Munozva kuti hakuna munhu wakashata pa face.
You know, there is no one we can really deem ugly, you know.
But the nature of the spirit
as in,
is then made manifest on the face. God help us to come out of a life of sin. Oh, God help me to hit the highlights now. As I raise with my tongue. So
Adam,
that's what he lost. Now the scientific world, just like Nimrod. Nimrod wanted to go to heaven,
Nimrod,
but through architecture. Nimrod got into that dimension. Okay. How was that pyramid built?
Pyramid.
Enoch's pyramid.
Pyramid ya Enoch.
How was it built?
Yakavakwa sei.
It's a certain architecture that goes in a higher dimension. Such that pyramid.
Pyramid
survived the floods of Noah.
And
no matter where you are, or no matter where the sun is, it will never cast a shadow.
Pyramid E.
I love a believer like that. No matter where they are, they are so set by the spoken word. They are so set by the Spirit of God, such that there is no trouble, there is no sickness, there is no poverty that will ever shake them. They are just like Enoch's pyramid. I give you a new name, Enoch's pyramid. Even if your husband dies, you are standing there. No shadow. Even if you are unemployed, you stand right there. There is no employment in heaven. So you stand right there. Guarded. By the guarded. By the word of God. Hallelujah. So Nimrod was trying to go to heaven through architecture. And he was going because he discovered the mathematics. And then God saw that the guy was coming. And don't play with those guys. They can try to go to heaven unconverted. That's what Nimrod was trying to do. And the heavens were shaken. When God looked down, the babble of the tower was coming. You can imagine, brother. They had discovered the hidden things that are there. Have you ever thought? This guy's Econet, Telecel. You know what happens? When they erect these boosters, there are those dishes, eh? We all know them, eh? But there are some small dishes that will be looking at another mast. And then that one also, it also spies on that one. You can't tell me that science created the thing that connects the cell phone through the booster. They didn't create that. But when God created, he saw this day. And Daniel saw this day. Then he cried out, knowledge shall increase. And what did God do? When he created the heaven, when he created the atmosphere, he put those things that are invisible, things that can carry your voice. Have you ever imagined? How does God hear when he is far away? There is no cable connected from my mouth to the ear of God. There is no booster as well. But I sincerely believe. Paul says there are things that are invisible. He says those things that are invisible plays a greater part to those that are visible. So this guy, through their computerization, they are supposed to lift up their hands and say, "Kudenga kuna Mwari,"
and acknowledge there is a God in heaven.
Because everything that they are doing, God put those things already. So what they are doing is discovering those things. And then they want to be worshipped. Get behind me,
Satan.
Thou shalt not worship any other God. But God alone. Now listen to this. Okay, let me leave that one, church. And let me try to read this. And then see whether I can put them together. He says, so then he breathed into this man. He made him, he put him in five senses so he could conduct his earthly home. I felt. What sense are you using? As long as you are not using the five senses, that's okay. Do you know there are some people when they just look at you, they don't just like you. And maybe they don't even know your name, but you know, they just...
You
are living in the regions of the lost. Don't do that. It's not by feeling. It's by the word of God. It's by that sixth sense. And the sixth sense is the faith. In the word. In the scripture. Is it scriptural? That's why the prophet says, give them the word test. I'm trying to show that the five senses have got nothing to do with the word of God. And he made him in that manner. See, taste, feel, smell, and hear. We all know this thing. Now, those senses was not to conduct God. His was not to conduct with God. His sense to conduct God was his spirit. His soul, the soul that sinneth, the soul shall die. And death means separation. And we know people die naturally, which is the first death. But then if you don't go in the presence of the Lord, if you don't go in the presence, it means you are lost. It means you are dead. It means you are no longer united with your Maker. Now, when this man, when he put him in his senses, his five senses, the man, he was lonesome. So he made him a wife. But when he was created in the image of God, he was not lonesome. He had fellowship with God. But when he was now in this body, when he was now in the animalistic body, then he got lonesome. I don't condemn your conviction about not getting married, because that's your conviction. Because the Bible says some are made eunuchs, and then others, they make themselves eunuchs.
Right.
That's what the Bible says. But it's good to marry. Amen.
Amen.
Because you are in this body. It's good to marry. But when you get married, I want you to know. Trouble starts. Because you will now be doing those things that Adam and Eve did.
Adam na Eve. I'm just keeping quiet so that it soaks deep.
You know, sex, it opens up. Look at the girl. Look at the man. Before they get married. Strong. But just after wedding. Just give them 2-3 months. Things change. Now going to the hospital. It continues to open. I mean, sex continues to open up. Because it's not in the original, by the way. No, it wasn't. If it was, there was no need for Jesus to be born out of a virgin. And you know, Jesus was never born again.
Amen.
As you are clapping hands, but that's the point. Be born again. Because I was shaped in iniquity. It was actually sin that conceived me. Is that scripture? No matter how much Holy Ghost I've got, this body knows nothing about the Holy Ghost. It knows the way it came. That's why you need to come to church on a Wednesday, on a Friday, on a Sunday, to honey the dust that came. That's why we don't believe in coming to church on a Sunday only. Because, brother, the moment we replant these bodies, we are in trouble. And watch out, brother. If you are the kind who waits for the pastor to call for a... I have to close, pastor. I think you are also tired. Honestly, I know what it is to travel. Thank you, pastor. Please, I don't want to... Oh, God bless you. God bless you, pastor. Honestly. Don't you know what's good? Were you listening?
Mama katerere.
Nanda baba.
If you wait for the pastor.
Yes, yes, thank you. Yes, the devil is taking it away. If you are the kind who waits for the pastor to announce that now we want to fast for this.
Kana uri mhando yemunhu yokuti unototanga wamirira kuti pastor ataura kuti toda kumbotsanyira chakati nechakati.
And you eat from January to December.
Uchingodya January kusvika December.
You are actually anointing this dust.
Uri kutozodza
guruva. Get into all foolishness.
Kuti ripinde muupenzi hwose.
There is all manner of foolishness that comes out of this bowl.
Mando dzose dzeupenzi dzinozobuda mutumbi uyu.
So you need to harness it.
Mutumbi unoda kuiswa
pasi. You need to subject it.
Unoda kuiswa pasi.
And put it under some harness.
Woiswa pasi pematongo.
And say you are not yet converted.
Woudza mutumbi kuti mutumbi uchigere.
You are not yet redeemed.
It's
the inside of me that's redeemed.
Are
you with me, church? So God help us. These bodies. That's why the Bible says flesh and blood does not inherit the kingdom of God. To be carnally minded is enmity with God. Why? We had to be born again. But Jesus was born. Hallelujah. The correct way.
Adam
was supposed to come to a place where he says, I want a son who is just like me. And then he was supposed to speak the word. And then after speaking the word, then something began to mold. Something began to develop in him. Just like what Mary did. Out of a spoken word, the body of
Jesus
was created. Are you with me, church? Oh, brother, sister. We must be born again. Because we were saved in iniquity. So the second man. Hallelujah. Which is a man of the dust. Came as a result of sin. And by him, Adam lost his inheritance. And then what happened? The inheritance went over to the one who had conquered him. Satan. But the prophet says, I won't read now. The prophet says, he is a poacher. He is a squatter. The earth does not belong to him. It belongs to the sons of God. But Adam lost it. And then he lost his inheritance. Shoko hakanaka koti je wakafira kipone. Oh brother, this second Adam, he came to restore our inheritance. Jesus Christ. The same yesterday, today, and forever. How did he do it? He had to be born differently. He had to come as the Son of God. He had to come as the Son of David. He had to come as the Son of Abraham. He had to come as the Son of God. To do what? Redeem us. Hallelujah. But brother, yes, we are redeemed. That which God created is redeemed. But the earth is not yet redeemed. That's why you have to go to school. So that you get a part, a portion of the inheritance.
And that's
how the poacher is doing it. He has got it. But now he has got some scheme of giving. But I want you to know the devil cannot give. He is making a mistake. Because that guy cannot give. He's so mean. So what he does is to point it to you and say, you are not educated. And as a result, you can't get a big job. So he's giving a little portion of this inheritance. You understand what I'm talking about? The reason why we are here in Harare is for opportunities. I like that, brother. And can you also have it, my brother?
Amen. I have received.
But he's giving us
a
portion.
Chikamu.
Ah, see, qua. One name, my show. Oh, brother, we can now bypass. I'm telling you the truth. Educated or not educated. I'm not advocating for you not to go to school.
Huh?
But I'm just making some biblical facts that you can bypass by the authority of the word of God. You can speak like Caleb and say, I have obeyed. I have obeyed the voice of God. I have obeyed all these years. I want my mountain. I want my inheritance. And I give you church in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your inheritance because you are now under a better covenant. God bless you.
Isakura mafadzei. Wanga wari mufaro wangu zvikuru kutaura kwamuri. Isakura mafadzei, pastor.